Jake represents ball control and Triple Crown showdowns. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The Traverse City Bay Reps ice hockey team is enjoying a great season, winning the Northern Michigan Hockey League Championship, and senior forward Jake Stevenson is having his best year yet. The team's leading scorer, he had 5 goals in 3 games, as his team won 9 out of 10 in that streak, including a come-from-behind overtime win against Petoskey to claim the league title. The Reps are a co-op of players from Stevenson's Traverse City St. Francis High School, plus Bear Lake, Elk Rapids, Kalkaska, and Kingsley. You might think such a mix might hinder the team, but Stevenson enjoys it.
I think when we're at the rink, we make the most of it every time we're there, like from the second we walk in to the second we leave, and usually no one just leaves right after practice. We kind of just hang out for a little bit and talk and catch up. We hang out every now and then in the summertime, and we do some summer hockey together. Yeah, we try to stay close.
You can read more about Jake Stevenson and the Bay Reps on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to James Harrell of Wyoming Godwin Heights, who scored 15 points to lead his team to its 10th straight OK Silver Boys basketball crown over Grand Rapids North Point Christian last week. And the wrestling team at Cedar Springs upset Allendale to win a regional title last week and move on to this weekend's finals. You can watch both of those events and this week's team wrestling finals from Kalamazoo on MHSAA TV. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our Be the Referee segment takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Let's test your rules knowledge with this basketball. You make the call. A player on the red team drives for the basket, and as he leaps into the air, a defender from the green team knocks the ball loose prior to the release of the shot. The red team player, still airborne, regains control of the loose ball, returns to the floor, starts to dribble again, and scores. You make the call. Do we have a traveling violation, a double dribble violation, or does play continue? If you said play continues, you're right. Rule 9-5 in the National Federation Basketball Rules Book, the loose ball created by the defender's actions allows the offensive player to basically start a new possession. There's no violation, and the basket counts.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. In the 90-plus year history of high school basketball in our state, some great finals game matchups would seem to repeat themselves often. In our history lesson this week, it's not as many as you think. And our champion in that regard is a more recent rivalry. On 12 occasions have the boys' basketball finals combatant in a class clashed in back-to-back years. Grand Rapids, Ottawa Hills, and Ypsilanti Central in the late 60s, River Rouge and Muskegon Heights in the early 70s, and Flint Beecher and Saginaw Buena Vista in the mid-80s gave us some memorable moments. In the first 45 years of girls' basketball, only 3 times have the finalists gone at each other in consecutive year, and our top matchup in this category went at it 3 years in a row. Flint Powers Catholic and Detroit Country Day.
She'll drive, she'll put it up, and yes, it goes at the buzzer.
Matt Shepard from Fox Sports Detroit calls the winning basket by Kim Wilburn for Country Day in game one of this trio in 1999 at Rose Arena, the sophomore guard leading all scorers with 21 points in that 49-47 victory for Country Day's third straight Class B title. Having a year to obsess about that loss drove Kelly Korber of Flint Powers to lead her team to a 47-42 win in 2000. She scored 19 points and had 2 clutch baskets down the stretch when the Chargers were clinging to the lead. The rubber game of the match went to Flint Powers 54-53, with the Chargers putting on a fourth quarter rally for the win, led by Victoria Lucas Perry, one of 4 players on her team in double figures with 14. But at game's end, remember Kim Wilburn? Well, she had the last shot from long distance, but it came up short. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.